Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
A very good morning to you and welcome to another edition of Fresh Titans with myself, Shekwan, where I have the pleasure to interview men and women of great strength, intellect and importance. These men and women are in various industries and have overcome so much, and they have truly built great portfolios for themselves. And we are here to learn and soak up as much as we can to, you know, just get so much inspiration that we keep pursuing to be the best versions of ourselves and whatever dreams that we have set for ourselves. Now, today's Titan is an entrepreneur. At one point, she had her own frozen yogurt franchise called Muscles. She was a director at Millie. It is the media literacy. And she also at one point won Business Woman of the Year award. At this point, she is the CEO of One Economy Foundation. Help me welcome the lovely and beautiful Wayurukitha Akwenyu to our space. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me here and for adding pressure with that amazing introduction that you just gave. But I will, let's see how it goes.
So first things first, welcome to our space. Everybody obviously has a starting point, right? And we want to just pick your brain as to where you started in terms of your career, your educational background. Where did it all start for you?
So career starting point is a waitress. While I was still in high school, that was literally my first job hustle gig. So I was a waitress at Dross. I was in high school. After that, my first official job was with the Edcon Group, which was the Edgar's Jet Legit Group in Johannesburg. We were on a graduate program there. I had studied industrial psychology, organizational psychology at the University of Cape Town. So my path sort of steered off the traditional what you study is what you work or what you end up doing. The One Economy Foundation, I started there in 2016 as the chief executive officer. And I absolutely love what I do. I always say I'm more like a glorified secretary than any other fancy role.
Oh, okay. So tell us, you know, just looking at where you are right now in the portfolio that you've built for yourself, what would you say is that one lesson that you took from your job as a waitress?
My late father was a lawyer who then became a judge. But more known for his humanitarian characteristics.
Okay.
So that was passed down to us. The value of integrity, your yes being your yes, your no being your no, being the same person when you're with people and when you're with yourself. All of that was really very important to him, and that really filtered down as well with my late mother. So I would say the one thing that every role has asked of me and that I've given freely sometimes, gladly, and at times kicking and screaming, is to serve. It's literally to serve. So even in leadership, to serve in leadership. So you rightfully said it when you asked me this question. I've really taken away the importance of servitude, leadership, serving, leading with serving, if that makes sense.
No, we are right there with you. So tell me, just in another world, if you had to be a brand, what would your slogan be?
You done did it.
But we can revert back to it, right?
Yes.
So while you're thinking about it, I want to know from you, what challenges do you face in your job on a daily, and how do you feel you overcome it?
So apart from being a glorified secretary as a CEO, I'm also the firefighter. So constantly having to deal with emergencies and crises. So I would say it's mostly a typical day is mostly extinguishing fires in the metaphorical sense. And having to exercise the innovation muscle, because you constantly have to think of a different way because the challenges keep coming up. How are we going to solve this? Which I absolutely love, because I love being in an ideation, in a space where I have to come up with ideas. So a typical day is really a lot of that. Other than your usual traditional admin and meetings, but also a lot of laughter. We're a very close team because we spend most of our days together. So we've become like a little family.
looking at the team that you have right now, let's talk legacy.
Mm-hmm.
To the team that you have right now, that would come after your time, what legacy would you want to leave behind?
Well, I'm sure what comes to their mind now is I'm sort of the prankster, jokester in the office.
Oh, wow.
But in terms of legacy, it's to take the focus away from self. A lot of people tell me, you're not in the limelight enough. You're not in the front enough. They don't find me on social media, etc.
I was going to ask you about that. That's fine.
Sorry, I made your interview difficult there. But it's because it's not about me. I don't want it to be... I want them to see themselves. So if I've led them to themselves...
Yeah.
Then I'm happy with that legacy. Because the purpose of us being here is to be your best self. Because in that, you need to give, right? There's something unique to you. So if I teach you to be me or to follow me, then I've done you a disservice.
True.
So the legacy I want is I must lead you to you.
To you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's my slogan.
That was my next question. So how do you find that balance? Because, you know, you have kids yourself, you have a family that you have to keep afloat and so forth, but still bring your best to the office and lead your team. How do you find that balance?
So I have two absolutely amazing children, Isaiah and Veweda.
Okay.
12 and 9 years old.
Beautiful names, yeah.
Thank you. And they have extended me so much grace to be able to do what I do.
Mm.
Like, so I don't try to balance because I tried that, it didn't work.
Mm.
So what I try to do with us is find a rhythm that works. And I try to focus on the quality as opposed to the quantity.
Mm.
So I would say it's about finding a rhythm that suits our household, that suits our structure, and that ensures that I'm still able to instill the traditions I want to instill, the values I want to instill. But balance, I tried that.
It's really hard.
It didn't work. And balance according to who? Like, who establishes the boundaries or the borders of that balance?
Yeah.
Because our lives are so different.
Different.
There's no way we could all have. I was sitting in one of the perks of my job is that I get to meet amazing people.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to have a lunch, sit in on a lunch with the First Lady, Mrs. Gengos, and the head of the ExxonMobil Foundation. She's also a woman.
Okay.
And her team. And she said something that really struck me, which is very simple, very corny, but for some reason in this season, it struck me.
Mm.
And when we spoke about that work-life balance taboo thing for women in business and in corporate, she explained the exercise that she took. So she established her true north in a sense. So what are her five things? Prioritizing them from 1 to 5 so that anything else that comes along in life, if it's not aligned to these 5 key things, then you're off course. Mm-hmm. Then you're not, you know, you got to stay the course. You got to stay true north course because that has really helped her make decisions. So I think that would maybe be what I would advise, that you establish your balance according to your top five.
Mm.
You establish your top five and then you establish your balance according to that. So perhaps that helps establish a balance.
I feel also it grounds you a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
In so many ways. All right. So where were you in primary school? Where were you schooling in primary school?
Okay. I was in Emma Wichenhout primary school.
Mm-hmm.
In we were one of the early kids because it was just after independence.
Oh, okay.
So I was at Emma Wichenhout from grade zero is what they call it now.
Yeah,
So kindergarten, year of kindergarten to grade 7.
Okay.
And an Emma Wichenhout child never forgets, and we all remember one another.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we find each other and we have some liquid courage, we sing the anthem.
The anthem. Wow.
So
if I ever run into a, I don't know, a gathering where there's like 2-3 of you, I am lining you up, recording you.
Yes.
So the reason why I'm actually asking is if we have a grade 7 learner from Emma Wichenhout right now, and they're listening and they hear your story and, oh, she's an amazing person. Oh my God, I want to be like her, you know? What advice would you leave with them that will just spark that light or keep burning that light in them?
Okay, so what would I say to a grade 7 if I think about when I was in grade 7?
Yeah.
I would I would say that you're not to take the desires for granted, mm-hmm. because there's a stirring, right? There's a, there's just this thing that just says, but I need to do that. I need to do that. And so don't take them for granted. Do not take the difficult times for granted. I was, if you look at my life, and we don't have enough time for that, but if you look at my life, I do not have a traditional path. I believe my training was not a formal sense of training. It's, I was trained like, if I had to link it to a story, David in the Bible.
Yes.
He wasn't trained with the soldiers.
Mm.
He was trained out in the field. Not really known.
Mm-hmm.
And in that moment, it must have been very difficult for David when he had to tend to sheep while others are serving in armies where they receive honor. He had to fight lions and bears, which no one can train you to do. But that was his training. And as difficult as it was, if he didn't push through and he didn't appreciate that, he would not have been ready to face the army, the big battle that he had to face. So do not take your beginnings for granted. Do not take your desires for granted, because they all work together to bring you to that moment and the many moments to follow. And to a grade seven, I would say that, but stay a child as long as you can, and link yourself to inspirational mentors.
So like
mentorship
yourself.
Is... Yes.
Right. That's beautiful. But yeah, so that's all the time that we have for Fresh Titans this morning. Really hope that you were inspired. And so thank you so much for your time. We know that you're very busy, but thank you so much for coming to the Fresh Studios, hey?
Thank you, Auntie Kwan. My kids are going to be so jealous that I got to meet you.
And that was this week's Fresh Titan, only on Fresh FM. Fresh Breakfast on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan, Namibia's daily dose of greatness. We went a better-